I hope everybody knows the topic for the day. May I know the topic from any one of you? Yes, exactly. We all have this question in our minds, right? Yes, so we have a very special speaker for the day. And the speaker is Dr. Komal Dalal. She doesn't need any introduction as such because everybody knows her. But still, I'll just add on something about her. Dr. Komal Dalal has got a degree of medicine from reputed GS Medical College, Mumbai. She has got degree in acupuncture, Korean and Chinese. She's a lecturer at Tatton School of Nursing. She has postgraduate diploma in human behavior and counseling and serves as a counselor at spiritual care department of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. She has been a strict follower of Vedic principles for more than 2 decades. She has accepted His Holiness Radhanathswami as a spiritual preceptor since 1988. She, along with her husband, have been serving as lifestyle counselor at Radha Gopinath Mandir. They are part of Grihastha Ashram Committee, which is a group of senior married couples working towards training and educating the congregation of Radha Gopinath Mandir on how to lead a balanced, Krishna-centric, truly life. They travel to various parts of India for giving seminars of balanced married life and art of parenting. Dr. Komal Dalal conducts a special program for pregnant patients at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, where patients are trained in spiritual practices of Garbha Samskar. She is a regular speaker at youth festivals and medical colleges in Mumbai, guiding the youth students. Apart from serving at Radha Gopinath Mandir, they have been traveling abroad for last 8 years. To various places like London, Hungary, Ukraine, Zurich, Russia, China, Hong Kong, giving seminars on topics like community development, servant leadership, art of parenting, to name a few. They are community building and training advisors to the large farm community by the name of Krishnavalogy, that is Krishna Valley, based out of Hungary. Dr. Komal Dalal also has expertise in directing various dramas at the annual drama festival of Radha Gopinath Mandir. She has got a little daughter, very cute daughter, named Radharani. No matter how much I speak about her, it's less. So let's hear from the special person today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Agyan Timiran Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yenam Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripasindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna and we welcome you to this Chetna festival. And I want to tell you a very special thing today. In fact, last month, we completed the 10 years of Chetna program. We started in 2003, July, and now we are in 2013, August. So I really want to thank all the organizers, all the girls who have helped. I think many of you since last 10 years have become devotees and are practicing Krishna consciousness. I chose this topic, disaster, man-made or God-made, because our country was shocked and we have really suffered very badly just 1.5 months back, which was a disaster, Uttarakhand. There were so many devotees of Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu who were waiting to take darshan at Badrinath and Kedarnath, and so many of them have lost their lives. So what is a disaster? Disaster is a natural or man-made hazard resulting in an event of lot of damage, either physical damage, destruction, loss of life, or drastic changes in environment. It can be also defined as a tragic event which follows either earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, or so many natural calamities. Disasters always leaves a lot of economical, social, and cultural changes in the lives of the people. Can be divided into two types, natural or man-made. The natural disaster, can you name few? Earthquakes, tsunami, cyclones, volcanoes, yes, very good. And do you know there are man-made disasters also? Bomb blasts, terrorism, stampedes, wildfire, accidents, nuclear explosions. Do you know any nuclear explosion in last century? In 1986 in Ukraine, Chernobyl disaster, where there was a radiation and so many, around 2.5 lakh people at that time died, and still people are suffering. I visit Ukraine and Russia very regularly, so even now when it rains in Ukraine, they tell us not to get wet in the drain, because those radiation can be absorbed in the rain and can affect your body. So it is not only as affected in 26 years back, but the effects are still going on now. Even in India it happened, when? Yes, at Bhopal Gate. Very, 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 yes, Bhopal Gate tragedy. If I tell you facts about disasters, just between 2000 and 2012, there were 2.9 billion people got affected by varieties of disasters all over the world. 1.1 million people died. In the year 2011, worldwide, there were 154 floods. In 2012, there were 905 natural catastrophes like storms, tornadoes, earthquakes, floods, hurricanes and wildfires, and 50% of those disasters were water related. We have heard about 2010 disaster in America. Do you remember? There was spilling of oil in the Gulf of Mexico. And then there was different varieties of hurricanes. Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Irene, and one after another, so many hurricanes. And lot of cost is also involved. If you see economically, each disaster costs billions or sometimes trillions of dollars. What happens, as we saw that in Uttarakhand, there were so many thousands of people got stranded because of the landslide and cloudburst. And so much rain, so much water that so many people just died. And so many, still we don't know what is the actual damage. What is the natural reaction of people when this happened? Why did God do this? Right? Many of us also have this question. Why did God allow this to happen? These people were waiting there to take His darshan, or they had traveled all the way till there just to pay some pujas. Why did this happen to them? I will tell you a very small story. There was a very rich man and he had lot of money. So he wanted to do some charity work. So he approached one sadhu, that, "Can you please help me? How should I do charity?" He said, "Every day from your house, you just throw things, like sometimes grains, sometimes fruits, sometimes clothes, whatever is necessary for people. And whoever needs, they will come and take it. So very regularly, he started doing it. And people would just come and take. Every day people were waiting below his house, taking things. After some time, he was not very satisfied. Why? Because everybody was coming and taking things, but never even looking once up that who is dropping this. So he came back to the sadhu and he asked the sadhu, what should I do? So sadhu gave him a mantra in his ears. He said, you do exactly now what I am telling you. So next day onwards, according to the mantra, he started behaving. And immediately people started looking up. What was the mantra? The sadhu told him, asked him to throw bricks. As soon as he was throwing the bricks, immediately people were looking up and cursing him. So what is the moral of the story? When he was doing good things, nobody had even time to look up and thank him or acknowledge him or even give a smile. But as soon as they were bricks, they were ready to curse him. There was a very famous rabbi, Harold Kushner. Rabbi are priests who give knowledge about God, who believe very strongly in God, and they have very strong faith in God. He had one son who suffered from a disease called progeria. You know what is progeria? Where suddenly you become old. So his son got this disease of progeria and he died at a very, very young age. So this rabbi was very, very disturbed. He started analyzing. What was his analysis? Because he believed in God, he had full faith in God, he started thinking, is God all powerful? Why could he not save my son? See, God is all powerful. Then maybe he is not all knowing. He did not know that my son was suffering. No, but God is all knowing. Then its conclusion was, God is all powerful, God is all knowing, but he is not merciful. And that's where he wrote the famous book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? All of you have studied Darwin's theory in school. What does Darwin say? What does Darwin say? You remember or not? We have come from monkeys, right? You know why did he write that? He was believing in God. He was having a lot of faith in God, but his son died of cholera. When his son died, he became an atheist. He stopped believing in God. And that's the time he wrote this theory that human beings come from monkeys. Because he did not want to accept that God is present and he wanted to show his anger towards God. There was a very nice family of Mr. Smarts. Two children, one daughter, one son, husband and wife. They spent 80% of their savings to go for a voyage. You know, they wanted to go out on an outing. And 80% of their wealth they spent in some very, very special voyage. Just before, 2 days before the voyage was going to start, the son was bitten by a dog. And the entire family was quarantined, where they are not allowed to meet anybody, and definitely they could not go on the voyage. And they were really very unhappy and they started cursing God. Why did this dog have to bite only my son? In my area so many people are staying. Only my family is going for this voyage. Why the dog had to bite only my son? But after a few days, the news came that this voyage, this ship, was the famous ship of Titanic, which sunk. It was said even the God could not, God couldn't have drowned this ship, but it was drowned. And so many people died. And what did our Mr. Smart do at that time? Thank God. That dog bit only my son. And rest of the people who died, they were cursing God. So my question to you is God responsible for all these disasters? Yes or no? No. Very good. I wanted to show you two videos. These are the videos about what happens when the, you can see the man. What have we done, the modern man, what have we done with our planet Earth? What have we done? We are killing animals, we are cutting trees, we are just increasing our mobiles and computers, and then the old computers and mobiles we are just accumulating, throwing it away. And everything, there is a reaction at the end. There is another nice video about consumerism.
The head of the malls, this image of customers scrambling for discount DVDs at a San Diego Walmart, and the lone customer right there celebrating his own victory, apparently after finding what he was looking for at a Best Buy.
How much stuff is enough?
It's shaping up to be a record-setting opening for this holiday shopping season. One retailer, Walmart, the nation's biggest, said it sold nearly 5,000 items.
Let us see how consumerism.
Holiday shopping season. One retailer, five thousand.
Companies are striving for a bigger and bigger profit.
This season, it's estimated that consumers will.
So they tell you to buy things. And what happens when you do, when you buy things?
Very heart of the modern economy.
I just got simple.
And when you buy so many goods, what do you need? The goods require resources, gases, all of which are limited. But our consumption of these resources keep on growing. What is the larger picture? We don't realize when you are carrying a plastic bag, you are buying from the malls and coming home, what is happening? Deforestation. Increased number of deserts. We are not even leaving the ocean. And this intensifies the natural disasters. Cyclones. This video was mainly to show that nowadays in this season lot of sales are going on, no? Shopper Stop, Biba, Lifestyle, 50% off. That day I saw ad, buy 7, get 11 free. So they are just bombarding you, buy more, consume more. And what do you do with that? We don't realize when we go to buy that I don't need. But just because this buy 7, get 11 free, you end up buying. But every time you are buying it, you see how it is actually causing, in a bigger picture, effect on the entire globe. We are cutting off the trees, we are reducing the oxygen. One of the main reasons of Uttarakhand disaster, because there are no trees, so many trees are cut. One of the reasons of earthquakes is so much meat consumption. And because of that, so many animals are murdered. And any animal when they are, which is killed, what will happen? They scream. And those screams, those vibrations are absorbed by Mother Earth. And when it reaches to a particular Richter scale, then there is earthquake. And when that earthquake comes in the ocean, it results into tsunami. I was analyzing the data in China. in last century their maximum natural disaster, because that country has highest number of consumption of meat, they eat anything which moves, and highest number of abortions. In China, if some of you may not know, but per family only one child is allowed. So if a woman who is pregnant and who cannot prove that this is her first child, she will be taken to the hospital and aborted. So all this will cause into some reaction. We are talking about this external disaster, but there is also a very big internal disaster. Uttarakhand disaster happened externally, many people lost their lives, many survived, and we still don't know what is the actual damage. But it has caused internal disaster in many people's lives in the form of losing their faith in God, sometimes not abiding by laws of God, and forgetting their relationship with God. Recently, I am doing some research in spirituality, so I came across two books. Both the books are written by some American authors, and both of them are very, very highly educated medical doctors. One book is written by a famous neurosurgeon. He was a very happy man with two children, very nice wife, settled in a very nice hospital. And he's a neurosurgeon, means he does a lot of brain surgeries. So one day he suddenly got a severe back pain. And he thought maybe he will take some, you know, warm fermentation and his back pain will reduce. But it increased his back pain. So when the back pain increased, he came and he was lying down on his bed next to his wife. But he didn't realize, slowly he started entering into epilepsy. And he got epileptic attack. His entire body was convulsing, you know, fit. He was getting fit. And that fit was not for just few minutes, it was for few hours, which is called status epilepticus. And his wife realized after 1.5 hours. And he was into feet for 1.5 hours. She immediately called the ambulance. He was taken to the hospital, in the same hospital. They couldn't recognize him because of the fit. His face was looking completely different. And immediately the nurses, the first thing they did is they removed the cerebrospinal fluid from the lumbar area. From the back, they removed the fluid. And when the fluid came out, normally it is watery. But instead of that, there was only pus. So the nurse spoke, "Oh my God, this is pus." And our neurosurgeon, because he was a brain specialist, he immediately realized that he has got severe infection in her brain, in his brain. And he was losing his consciousness, because after having 2 hours set as epilepticus, he was not in a proper consciousness and he was losing his consciousness. Just before he became unconscious, only one sentence he spoke: "God, please save me." As soon as he spoke this, he says, he became unconscious, he was in coma, and he was taken into the ICU, where he was put into all the different types of machine. Actually, his body was brain dead. He said, "I had declared so many patients on the operation table if such a case would have happened that this person is dead. But he said, actually, I came out of my body. I was alive. I came out of my body and I was seeing from outside whatever is happening in the ICU. And then I started flying and I was having very dirty smells, I saw dirty looking people, and I was being pushed in the darkness and I was feeling very scared. And then," he said, "a beautiful looking angel personality came and he took me much higher, and he took me to a place where people were looking different, there were a lot of cows, people were dressed differently, they were talking different language, and I was feeling so much happiness looking at them. But the angel told, this is not the time for you to come here, you have to go back into your body. You cannot come here just now, you have to achieve lot of things to come here. I am just showing you this place." This is a neurosurgeon and he has published this book. And this is his own experience. And in the ward, in the hospital, his wife, his two children, his mother, his father, his sister were praying intensely for him. And especially his youngest child was praying, youngest son was praying very intensely. 7 days had passed. The doctor said that now, just because he was our head of the department, we have kept him on 7 days on all the machines. But now I think we'll have to put him off the machine and we will declare him dead. So it was just next 12 hours where he was going to be off the machine. And he was coming down. And he was seeing all the people who were praying for him, their faces. And then he says, he entered his body. And he opened his eyes. And everyone was surprised. That how did this neurosurgeon revive? He became much more religious after that. He started visiting many churches. And he decided to write this. And said, my conclusion was, all these years, I was thinking, brain controls the body. But now my conclusion is, something higher than brain, the consciousness controls our body. And the second conclusion was, there is a life after death. We are not aware about it now, but there is a life, there is a better life also available after death. So in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that there is a spiritual world and there is material world. The place where we all are staying is a material world. And the spiritual world is 3/4 and material world is 1/4. And we are specially sent here to learn some lessons. Suppose if I ask you that we want to plan a very big city. To plan a city, to make a new city, what all things are required? Land, yes, next. Water. Loud. Soil, air, tree, labor. Then what all things you need? Which are the buildings you need in the city? Houses, hospitals, temples, finance, schools, malls, roads. What else? Prison house. Why do you need a prison house? Do you all agree that you need a prison house? Why? Why do you need a prison house in a city? For security, and if somebody commits a crime, to send them there for reformation. Similarly, this material world is the prison house of God. And people are sent here for reformation. And that's why this place is called Durg. Now what is Durg? Jail in Sanskrit is called Durg. And one who takes care of this Durg is called Durga. Till now you were thinking Durga is my worshipable deity. And now you must be feeling scared. Oh, Durga is the jailkeeper. And you see Durga's photo? She has a Trishul. Trishul has how many? Three. And which are these three pointing things? Adi Atmika, Adi Bhautika and Adi Daivika miseries. Durga is giving us all different types of miseries. Why? To tell you, this is not the place for you to stay. Get out from here. Reform, change your habits and go back to your original place. Adi Atmika miseries are miseries caused by one's own mind and body. Adi Bhautika miseries are miseries caused by other living entities. And Adi Daivika miseries are miseries caused by natural disasters. So all these are meant for whom? Uttarakhand was not just meant for those who suffered there. For all of us. To give us a warning. This is not the place for you to stay. Find out. What should you do next? And that's how the second book which I read, this was by another psychiatrist, very, very interesting book, Dr. Brian Weiss. He's a psychiatrist, head of the department in Miami University. And he is an expert psychiatrist plus psychotherapist. So in his own hospital, there was this one woman who was working in the accounts department. One of the pediatricians called up this doctor and said, can you please see this patient? I'm referring this patient to you because she is really suffering. She's so much in anxiety. She has so many phobias. In the middle of the night, she gets up. She has horrible dreams. And sometimes she sees in the dream that somebody is cutting her throat. Sometimes she's falling in the water. Sometimes she's burning in the fire. Sometimes somebody is putting her in the cave. She's saying, please, you know, have a meeting with this girl. She came to the doctor. Doctor analyzed her and thought this is anxiety, neurosis, and she has different types of phobias. So he prescribed a medicine. And the medicine was taken for 1.5 years, 18 months, but no difference. So then this doctor started thinking, he was also a hypnotherapist. Hypnotherapist means he can put the patient in under hypnosis, and if this patient had some, you know, like she was already 30 years old, in the last 30 years, if she had some trauma in her childhood, which is causing her all this, he wanted to remove those under hypnosis. So when first time she came and he did hypnosis on her, he realized, she spoke that at the age of 3 years, she was abused by her own father. And that's why her father was not behaving properly with her. So he thought, maybe I found the cause. Because of this reason, this patient is suffering. But after that session also, the patient did not find any improvement. So he thought of doing a second session of hypnosis. When he did the second session of hypnosis on her, to his great surprise, he was thinking maybe now she will regress from 0 to 3 years, because he had already reached till 3 years. She regressed to her previous life. And she started saying that how in her previous life she was staying in a place, and at that time she was murdered. Then she went into another previous life where she was suffering from a disease, and that disease had no cure, so they would put all these people in a cave, and this disease was leprosy. And that time there was no cure, so all these people were put in the cave, and as soon as they would die, they would cover the mouth of the cave with a stone. So like that, she regressed 90 lifetimes. 90 lives he took her back. In every life, she was suffering with something or other. And in many lives, the people surrounding her were also present in the present life. In this life, she had an affair with an already married man. And she was a lot of anxiety with him because he was already married, having 2 sons. And she did not have a very good relationship with him. So he was one of the murderers in the previous life. So the conclusion was, the conclusion the doctor writes, and in between, whenever she died, she would say, I came out of my body and I was floating in the sky. And I am seeing many, many masters who are teaching me what mistake I did in my previous life and how should I improve my next life. And those masters started speaking even to the doctor, and started telling doctors many, many things about his life. So it was very, very shocking. Then every time he was doing regressing her in different lifetime, he would record. And the masters were coming and speaking to him the theory of laws of karma. That whatever action you do, you have to pay the price. What is the theory of karma? Laws of karma? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. We are responsible for our own actions. We could see in this book, you can read this book, it is available, it is a real story. He has written many more books. And in that, sometimes he takes the patients, he says that if you don't have good relationship with some family member, you try to escape from the situation, but you cannot end the relationship unless and until you improve your relationship with that person. Otherwise, that person will come back to you in your next life. Till the time, you don't go on dealing with him. It has many, many more things, but because of this all, what happened with this patient, this doctor started taking interest into Eastern religion. He started believing in reincarnation, he started reading Bhagavad Gita, he started finding out what are the laws of karma. We all know this since our childhood, but we don't practice it. We know what I showed you today, the video consumerism, that we do not like to cause harm to somebody, but unknowingly also many times we are causing harm to many people. Many of you may be eating meat. When that meat is served in your plate, you don't make a connection that this meat has come into my plate because one animal is murdered. We don't make that connection. I remember even in my medical college, so many doctors, they were doing abortions in municipal college. It is very common, you know, MTP is very common and it's a part of your curriculum. So many doctors and nurses, they have to do every day so many abortions. But they don't think, they don't realize that actually when you are doing abortion, you are actually murdering a person. So you don't make connections. But suppose if you are going in a first class train, you don't have a first class ticket. And if you are sitting in a first class compartment, and the ticket checker comes and asks for a ticket, and you don't have a first class ticket, what does the ticket checker do? Fine. And you may argue with him, but I did not know this is a first class compartment. What will he say? Outside the compartment it is written, this is a first class compartment. It is not my duty, it is your duty to find out that this is first class compartment. Similarly, it is our duty as human beings, because we have been gifted with that intelligence, with that power of discrimination, to get the knowledge from the scriptures that there are laws of karma. We are responsible for our actions. Nowadays many girls are smoking. I see you just go outside the temple and many girls are smoking. They think that by smoking they want to show that they are equal to men. But on every cigarette packet, you know what is written? Cigarette is injurious to health. There is direct connection to lung cancer. Recently I met somebody who was telling me that they have done a survey and the entire world they have found that Indian women, their drinking habits are very, very low. Drinking means alcohol drinking. The Indian women, they drink very few percentage of Indian women drink alcohol. So now all the multinational companies, alcoholic companies, they are targeting Indian women for wine consumption. They will tell you this is mixed with orange flavor, this is strawberry flavor. But it is whose responsibility to drink or not to drink that wine? Our responsibility. They want to ruin the culture of India by making Indian women drink this wine. So if we don't become conscious, if we don't take the responsibility, it's a matter of time we will suffer. If you drink alcohol, you will get cirrhosis of liver. If you smoke, you will get lung cancer or varieties of cancer. So what are these laws of karma? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If you do good karma, you get good reaction. Sometimes you give to your kamwali bhai, she needs lot of, you know, nowadays vegetables have become very expensive, things are becoming very expensive. Bhabhi, I need some more money, okay. Chalo, I will give you 200 rupees extra. And in the evening your husband comes and says that, oh, my salary increased. Because you did one good act, immediately you got a good reaction. Or sometimes you give somebody good education and you get good education. So whatever good you do, it comes back to you. But whatever bad activities you do, it comes back to you. My main reason of showing this consumerism video is to make us realize that we want to buy more and more and more. What was that song? Dil mange more and more and more. But all that more and more and more is causing so many natural disasters. And knowingly or unknowingly, we are part of that karma. You may think, oh, I am growing tulsi very nicely in my house. I am taking care of all my plants. Once in a while, I plant a tree also. But by buying this lot of goods, actually you are not realizing that you are also the cause of deforestation. And knowingly or unknowingly, if you are doing this, still we will have to suffer the reaction. So many products we eat, we don't realize it has meat or some animal products in that. And for that, lot of animals are murdered. So many cosmetics which we use, we don't realize to use that cosmetic, actually you have murdered some animals. So knowingly, unknowingly also if you do, still you have to suffer. Ignorance is not an excuse. Sometimes you get a reaction immediately. Like suppose you are walking on a road and some boy tries to tease you. Hard karke you will give him a slap. It's an instant reaction. It's like an ATM. You go to ATM and you withdraw money. You put your number and you get the money. Like mustard seeds. You plant mustard seeds and it grows immediately. But sometimes the reactions come delayed. You have done some wrong act now, but the effect is coming after a few years. Like a court case in India. That some activity is done now, you have put a court case, but by the time the result comes, maybe few years, few 20, 30, 40 years also. So it is delayed karma. Some karmas are individual. You do it, you suffer. Some are collective. Like those who eat meat, lot of people who are eating meat. So how do they get reaction? Like this, dying in a disaster together. Or lot of abortions who are doing, dying together in disasters. And there was a very famous story, it's a real story. There was an Australian person and he had a very nice restaurant just outside a forest near a pond. And in his hotel, what was the specialty? You go there and whichever fish you want, you see in the pond, you ask him to pick up and then right in front of you, he will throw it in the hot oil. And it will deep fried and served you on the table. That was his specialty and he was very famous. But one day after his work, he was just sitting next to his pond and relaxing. And at that time, a helicopter came from top. Because there was a forest fire nearby, and in the case of forest fire, either the rain can help or throwing water from top will help. So they were collecting water from all the nearby ponds. There was a suction pump which was thrown in his pond to suck the water, but because he was standing right at the edge, he also got sucked and then he was directly thrown into the forest fire. Exactly the way he would throw every day so many fishes in the frying oil. So whatever actions we do, sooner or later we definitely get the reaction. Even the battles of Kurukshetra, so many wars, all this is actually a combined reaction of many, many people together. So we understand from all this that disasters are man-made or God-made?
Man-made.
Loudly?
Man-made.
Okay, so what is the solution? Let us try to understand what should we do about it. I was hearing a class by His Holiness Radhanath Swami and he was explaining that once he got malaria. How many of you got malaria here? Oh, almost 50%. So how do you get malaria? By mosquito bite. And what happens when you get malaria? Fever, shivering, perspiration, backache, you have no strength. Right? Shivering. So he was also suffering from that. And he didn't have any strength. And the doctors came and told him, please take this medicine. You have to take this medicine to come out of this disease. And then afterwards, what precautions? Every time you sleep under a mosquito net or apply a mosquito repellent. So we are talking about laws of karma and we are suffering. So Maharaj was trying to say that when I got malaria, I was not thinking, when did that mosquito bite me? Which mosquito bit me? How it happened? Where it happened? When, why, how? You see, I didn't think all those things. I thought immediately let me take the medicine, get me rid of this malaria, and after that I should take precautions. So similarly, we are not aware about the karmas which we have done before. And we are already in a present age where we cannot do many things to change many people. But we can definitely take, do something for ourselves and do other things to just prevent the environment surrounding us. So the first solution is alignment between nature and human beings. All of you like nature? All of you like forest, rivers, going out on a picnic? Yes? So if we like the nature, then we also have to understand there are laws of nature. And we have to abide by the laws of nature. There was a very big Navy person and he was going with his boat in the ocean in the night. And he saw another ship coming from the opposite side. So he sent a signal to that ship that go 20 degree left. So that ship sent a message that you go 20 degree left. So he again, he was a very senior officer, so he was very upset. He said, I am telling you go 20 degree left. So then again the message came, we are telling you you go 20 degree left. So then he wrote the final message. Do you know who I am? I am the senior most officer. Please listen to me, go 20 degree left. So then the message came, do you know who I am? I am the lamppost. I cannot move, only you will have to move. So laws of nature are as strict as a lamppost. They cannot move. Who has to change? We have to change. We have to abide by these laws. We have to make our life more responsible. We have to stop meat eating. We have to stop drinking, smoking, or any illicit relationships. We are speaking this. Sometimes I get surprised because even to Indian girls, we have to tell them now, no smoking, no drinking. If I think in my college days, just 15-20 years back, Indian girls smoking, chance hi nahi hai. Very rarely it would happen. But now, I stay in Malad, and near in orbit, and there is all the call centers behind my house. And every morning, evening, I see hundreds of girls smoking. So we have to create this awareness. Smoking is injurious to health. So it is very, very important. The first thing is alignment between nature and human being. Use less plastic, plant more trees, less pollution, try to create awareness about saving the planet Earth. My little daughter, since they are told in the school that save water, anytime when I'm washing the face, she closes the tap. Say, why are you wasting the water? Otherwise, you know, in 2050 we will not have water. I mean, these children have become so conscious just by because of the education. Similarly, we all have to become aware about our natural resources. That if we don't take care, we will not get in future. And if we are thinking by chance, hum log kahan jeene wale hai itna? Next generation will suffer. Mind you, you may have to come back here and suffer with the same reaction. So it's a warning. It's a warning to all of us. So deforestation, all these disasters are a warning. So what is the second point? Second solution? That we must know what is the real purpose of our life. Sometimes if you ask people, they say, eat, enjoy, freak out. That's the mode of ignorance. Some people think, I want to have the best boyfriend, best marriage, best house. Maybe no mother-in-law or maybe, you know, children who always listen to me. Everything best, best, best. Good looks. I want to look very beautiful. I want to have the best figure. What is this? Mode of passion. Rajogun. And sometimes some people think, I want to donate. Recently I met one person who was doing big donation. What donation? somebody died in his family, so he was feeding 10,000 people. What? Meat. So if you do this type of donation, you know how much karma you are accumulating? So you can't be in ignorance. Another story which I heard, which was very, very shocking. 150 kilometers away from Mumbai, there is a village. There is another very big rich person went to this village because they wanted to feed the poor people. They thought in Mumbai, you know, there are many rich people anyway who are feeding. So let us go and feed these people 150 kilometers away from Mumbai. So when they went there, they told him, which is the day? He was talking to the Mukhya of the village. Which is the day we should come? He said, now it is Shravan month has started and every day they are killing animals and eating. If you come with good vegetarian food, nobody will eat. And he said, as soon as the Shravan will start, they all will start gambling. Jua khelte hain. See, lekin paisa hi nahi hai, toh jua kaise khelenge? Said, no, one rich person comes every year at this time from Mumbai with bags load of, you know, lot of money, and he gives whoever whatever they want, they take from him. And this is a real fact. All of them, they take the money and then they all lose the money in gambling. So he comes back after 1 month and he asks for the money. And these people don't have money. So what does he do? He puts all of them with their family members in the trucks and brings them to his factory, which is factory of making bricks. Now normal wages to a person, a laborer who is making bricks is 150 rupees a day. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. 150 rupees a day. But these people have to work for him without giving a salary of a single rupee. Only thing he gives them is food. And they will work, his entire generation will work for this man to make bricks for the rest of the life. What is this the purpose of life? Play, you know, gamble for 1 month and their entire family suffers for their entire life. What is the actual purpose of life? Actual purpose of life is much, much deeper. When you go to the beaches, sometimes you go with children and you see children are making sand castles. And after the game is over, everything is over, when parents say, chalo, let's go home, they immediately leave. Why? Because they know the sand castle is not permanent, you know. It is just temporary. We played with it, we have to go back. In the train also, when you go, you get down when your station comes, right? Or you go on traveling in the train. No. So what is the purpose of life? Purpose of life is not just to accumulate, but to connect with God. There was a king who didn't believe in spirituality. So an astrologer came and told the king, that king, I have very good news for you. Saying, what is the good news? You have a lot of money. After a few days he came, there's a bad news for you. What is the bad news? You are going to die. Just in 1 week. The next day he came, king, I have a good news. You are going to go to heavenly planet. Very nice. Next day he came, he said, you have very bad news. So what is the news? Saying, there are a lot of mosquitoes in heavenly planet. So again he came after 1 day, saying, good news, good news. Saying, what is the good news? That there is mosquito net, but only one problem. That mosquito net has a big hole. But there is a good news. That you can take a needle with you, thread is available there, and you can patch up this hole. The king started thinking, but how can I carry a needle? One side I cannot carry everything. So he started asking this to the astrologer. He said, that was the whole purpose of my telling you this story. That you cannot carry anything from here in your next life. The life is very, very temporary. So the real purpose of life is to know what is the goal of life. And if you have a nice car, you have license, you have petrol, you don't break signals also, but you go on driving. And somebody asks you, where are you going? I don't know. You have to know what is your destination. So what is the destination of human life? To connect with God. And how do you connect with God? Again, His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami was explaining very nicely. In 2010, when this disaster of oil spilling happened in Gulf of Mexico, there was oil coming out of the ocean. There was a hole and the oil was coming out, and every day they were losing thousands of dollars, and it was causing a lot of disaster. 65 days, 70 days passed, but they could not find the solution. Why? Because it was very, very deep, 1 mile deep. They could not reach to the hole and close it. So Radhanath Swami was telling that this is one hole, but all of us, deep inside our heart, we have a very big hole. And there is a hole of our false ego. And from there, every day different toxins are coming out. Sometimes greed, sometimes anger, sometimes pride, sometimes lust. And this toxin, when it is coming out, it is contaminating our consciousness. It is polluting our consciousness. So what do we have to do? We have to find the solution to fix this hole and purify the consciousness from this toxin. And how can you do it? He said, only one thing. Only one thing can fill this hole, and that is love of God. And how do you get love of God? By connecting yourself with Krishna. And how do you connect yourself to Krishna? The best way is by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You can counteract the hurricane of Katrina by Hari Nam. And I will end with the real story of Hurricane Katrina in the city of New Orleans. This happened just 2 years back. And at that time in New Orleans, when the Hurricane Katrina came, the most powerful nation of America, the wealthiest nation, to get immigration visa to America, you know, you have to take so many chakras. You don't get it easily. They have so many security systems. They have the best nuclear bombs. But what happened when the Hurricane Katrina arrived? The only thing they could tell, the government could say, is get out from here. Evacuate this place. Then they had to move people out from there because they could not do anything against that Hurricane Katrina. And after, even though people were coming out, it started flooding, people were dying, and worst was, as it happened in Uttarakhand, the number of crimes increased. There were robbers, there were thieves, whatever was left over they wanted to steal. So there is a temple in New Orleans where there were 18 installed deities. You know, we have around maybe 7 to 8 installed deities, but they had 18 installed deities, and there were 20 devotees who were struggling in that temple in this hurricane. Somehow or other they contacted the Dallas temple, Texas temple, and they told them that, please help. So these devotees went to the government and said, can you help us? Saying, no, we can't help you. Saying, we can help you. So government said, whenever we need help, we'll call you, and they never call. So this devotees decided, somehow or other, we will go and save our devotees from New Orleans. So they had a big truck which had 18 wheels. And around 7 devotees went in that truck, and they had to cross 42 checkposts. And at every checkpost they were stopping because there was the only vehicle which was going in the opposite direction. Everybody was coming out and they were going here. And people were thinking they are crazy. And they were giving food, they were distributing whatever they had to the people who were suffering. Finally, when they reached the place, still they could not enter the temple. Because whichever road they were going, somewhere was flooded. Sometimes there were trees fallen. Sometimes it was barricaded. But one devotee was a taxi driver in that city. So he knew somehow how to go. And finally, they reached the temple. They brought all the devotees out. They had carried many boxes, soft cushion boxes, where they put all the deities of Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra, Gaur Nitai, Radha Radha Khan, and they packed all the deities, put in the truck, and again through the same route they came back. And when they came to Dallas, there was a big celebration, big festival, big feast for all of them. So I was thinking that our spiritual master is like these devotees who came to save these devotees. The spiritual master has come to save us from all these natural disasters, the internal disaster. We should listen to him and go back with him. Because we should know for sure that when we'll reach back to the spiritual world, there's a big feast waiting for all of us. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. If you have any questions, yes. According to Manu Samhita, it is said that the six people get implicated in this whole meat eating. And one person is also one who buys. But if you, by your doing that and you are preaching to them, if they are going to become devotees, if you are trying to make them coming closer to Krishna by doing this act, maybe Krishna will be considerate. Any girls have questions?
Anybody has any question?
I also want to announce that all of us are actually still shocked. 2 days back, one of our very, very dear friend was part of this Chetna. If some of you may know her, she was a dwarf actually, a patient of achondroplasia. She died in a train, falling down from a train. So we all can pray actually for today's Chetna Kirtan and offer our prayers for her departed soul, that wherever she is, she can continue her Krishna consciousness and go closer and closer to Krishna.
So we would like to thank Mataji by loudly chanting Hari Bol 3 times. Thank you very much.
I just want to tell you 2 things. Before going out, remember, no smoking. Stop the girls who are smoking. Preach to them. And no wine. We cannot allow the foreign multinational companies to change the Indian culture. Indian culture is the root of the women. So please become conscious about this and spread this awareness. If this many, maybe around 250 girls here, if you become active, maybe all of you can tell many more not to smoke, not to drink, and chant Hare Krishna.
This goes for a big, big, big hand of applause. We have some few guests. I would request Dr. Jayashree Jadhav. Thank you. She is working as a radiologist in Seth GSMC and KMA Hospital. We are very grateful to you for coming and attending the program. Please, please, loudly. Thank you. We have Dr. Dhanashree Hardas, who is the president of Maharashtra Women Club Chamber. She's outside? Okay. We have Dr. Shalika Jaiswal. She is an AP pediatric surgeon in Nair Hospital. Thank you, ma'am, for coming.
Yeah, we have to keep on talking about it.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We also have Dr. Vinayak Kulkarni. Is he here? Did he? He's actually hearing from outside. He's an assistant professor in Department of Anatomy at Nair Hospital. We have his good wife also, Dr. Rashmi Kulkarni. Yes, yes. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for coming. And you would be surprised to know that this dear guest has come all the way from Bhusawal to hear the Chetna class. She is Dr. Sushma Khanapurkar. Thank you very much, ma'am, for coming all the way. So, we move to the next part of program. I would like to tell you few announcements because girls like to run because it's late. So, I would like all the newcomers who have come here for the first time to stand on their place, please.
Three bowl.
Thank you so much for coming. Can you say loudly three times, Hari Bol?
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Thank you very much for coming. We pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji that today's day be the start of your Krishna conscious life. And we would like you to welcome for all the Chetnas ahead. Like to see you for all the Chetnas ahead. Thank you very much. You will be getting a small gift. Meenal is standing behind. So, the feedback slip which is given to you, please fill it up and give it to her. We have a small gift for you, all of you, so please have it before you leave. Please be seated on your place. Okay, there's a wonderful collection of books downstairs in the gift shop. Before you leave,